Take a break from your busy schedule and join Terry Waddell, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
This week, Guidelines International Ministries is celebrating its 55th anniversary of transforming lives with the love and hope of Jesus. Today, we have with us the person who founded Guidelines back in 1963, Dr. Harold Salem. He is releasing a new book called Guidelines for Living. But Dr. Salem, this is not the first time that you've had a book with this title.
Yes, that's true. Actually, the first book ever to be published was called Guidelines for Living. Kind of interesting. We had just begun Guidelines, and I had been broadcasting for about 2 years, and I pulled about 100 of the programs that I thought were some of the better at the time. I put them together and I sent them to Baker Bookhouse. Herman Baker, who then was the president, founder and president of Baker Books, said, "I like it." And they put them in a golden slipcase. And that was my first book. You know, if they had turned me down, I don't know if I'd ever had the heart to go ahead and try to write another book. But over the years, we have produced more than 15 devotional books with 365 selections in them. And recently, a publisher said, "We want to print the best of Harold Salem." So an editor went through all of those 15 books with 365 selections, and they have called what they believe is the very finest. So the title of the book will be the same as my first one, Guidelines for Living, a devotional on faith, hope, and love, and then The Best of Harold J. Salem. And if you're interested in seeing what The Best of Harold Salem is, you can either talk to my wife or better, go on our website, guidelines.org. And there will be some selections there and you can see for yourself.
Do you ever picture your target audience?
You know, when we began Guidelines, I took pictures of people and I put on the wall behind the microphone. Instead of broadcasting to all of you out there in Radioland, I was just talking to individuals. When I write a commentary, I'm just speaking to one person, and that is you, who is the listener. And subsequently, I simply open my heart and share what I feel will be of encouragement and help and guidance to you in your personal life. I have a motto on the wall that has been there for years. It was by Ralph Spalding Cushman, and it says, "I do not ask that men may sound my praises or headlines spread my name abroad. I only pray that as I voice the message, hearts may find God." And the person that I'm speaking to is to you who listen day in and day out. Thank you. And thank you for letting us know how God has used Guidelines to help you through a rough spot in your life or help you put a marriage together again or find yourself in relationship to what God wants you to do.
So with all of the advice that you've passed along to us in 55 years of broadcasts and more than 60 different books, looking at your own life, do you think there is anything that you would have done different?
Oh, it's very easy for me to answer that. Number one, I would be less judgmental. Number two, I would be more compassionate and understanding. You see, the problem is I knew too much when I was young. I'm not sure I even understood the question, let alone the answer. But over the years, I have realized that I am very human. And God knows that and subsequently loves each of us just as we are.
Thank you for being with us today, Dr. Salem. His latest book is called Guidelines for Living, a devotional on faith, hope, and love, the best of Harold J. Salem. For more information about that book and his other books, just go to guidelines.org.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.